And do you know about your mother, and parents' death?
My mother?
My mother and father.
Well, I don't know too much about them. I was too young, see.
What did they ever say?
I was too little to... Of course, I know I never was adopted. They taken me and raised me. I never was adopted. They talked about adopting me, but they never did. And I always went by my own name. I didn't go by their name. Now, some people would call me by their name, but I never had my name changed. They never changed my name. And I always knew that I wasn't adopted or anything. But they raised me.
Did they ever say what happened to your mother and father?
Well, I knew that they both died when I was very small. And that my aunt had me in Danville. She kept me. And then this foster mother was a friend of my aunt's. And she would come there, and she got after her to take me.
And what was her name, the foster
mother?
Aunt Lucy Haley.
Oh.
And she got after her to take me, and so she taken me. And then later years, I had a brother that next to me, and he was older than I am, and then she had got after him them to take him, and so she wouldn't take him, but she got another family to take him, and so he didn't like it there, and he run away several times and come to where they lived. We lived in the country, and he would run away and come to where I was. And anyway, they never did change our name. Our name stayed the same.
And what was the name, because we haven't gotten it here on our tape?
My brother.
Not the name of your foster parents.
Mr. and Mrs. Joe Gammon.
Gammon.
Yeah. Mr. and Mrs. Joe Gammon.
And what did they
was do? Our foster parent. They were just farmers. They just farmed all their life. That's all they ever did was farm. And
where was that?
Pennsylvania County.
Around
Danville. Around Danville, so where they always lived and did their farming.
What do you remember anything about the farm or what they grew? Or?
Well, they mostly grew tobacco. That was, of course, they raised the wheat and corn and stuff like that, but the main crop was tobacco.
And those are the people, those pictures?
Yeah, the pictures down on the wall.
You say the woman, Miss Gallon, she was a school teacher?
Yeah, back down years ago, she taught school.
When she was a young woman?
Yeah, when she was a young woman. Uh-huh.
What do you know about that?
Well, I don't know anything about that, except I just heard her speak about it, that she taught school back on a year. Well, she did teach a while when we were living way out in the country, because there was no schools out there. Where we lived out beyond Danville, there was a section there was no school in, and they finally organized a little one-room school, and she taught there to the children, just right in the neighborhood, you know. And she taught there and for a while, and then they had got a teacher to come there and teach. And of course, she stayed with us for a good while. The teacher did, and so it was just back in the country then. There wasn't even nobody had a car. The first car I remember, there was a man got a truck, and he used to load it up on Sunday morning and take all the kids to Sunday school. It was a good about 3 miles to a church. And he would load all the children, come to his house, and he would take them to church on Sunday morning.
Did you go along?
Yes, I went too. He would get all of them. That was the first of anything, any way of anybody had to go down in that section where we lived.
Did that section have a name?
No, I don't believe it had no name, did it, Daddy? Do you remember that it had a name?
I don't think
it had a name.
Well, what about the couple that you lived with? Did they have any children of their own?
No, they never had any children. They didn't have any children, just myself.
You all grew your food?
We grew everything, you know, raised our stuff on the farm. like the beans and corn and all that stuff like that. And
put up some of them?
Can. She always can. And, of course, they raised hogs, and she canned all her, she would can her meat and stuff. Or people don't now like that, but she does. She did. She canned her meat and stuff. She put it up in cans.
In actual cans?
In actual glass jars.
Oh, jars.
Just like we can our beans and things in jars. She put it in jars and things. No, it was delicious.
What was it, a beef or pork or both?
Pork. Mostly pork. Because they raised the hogs, you see, and they would can it when they would kill hogs. They would can it up, see.
Did you ever help can?
Yes, I've helped can. That's where I learned to can so much, because my mother always canned stuff, and that's where I learned to can. Well, they tell you now that you're not supposed to can unless you got a pressure cooker. Well, what did they think people had back there them days?
Well, what did you all
have? They didn't have a pressure canner.
How'd
all they had was the glass jars, and they put it in the big containers and covered with boiling water and boiled it so many hours.
They would cover the containers completely?
Yeah, completely
with
up with water and boil it so many hours to cook it.
And what kind of container would they
it was
the jars
these,
in?
Well,
wash
it was a big.
Tubs
well, tubs, anything like that. Regular canners, you know, big enamel canners. You could get them. You could get them, and you just covered you with water and cooked so many hours, and that's the way you had to can then. But they say now, if you can, you're liable to get poison from a canning like that, which that was the only way back there then days that anybody had to can
so
stuff.
You would put all your fruit or meat or whatever
yeah.
in the jars and then boil
and
it.
And then boil it, yeah.
Put the lids on
uh-huh.
real tight.
Yeah, and boil it so many hours.
Would you sterilize the jars or anything?
Oh, yeah, you sterilize your jars before you put your stuff in.
Would you
yes.
cook your stuff sometimes before?
Well, you would cook it a while, maybe blanch it or something other, you know, a while before you put it in your cans. But
well, what things tasted the best canned?
Well, I tell you,
what did you
I used to think the tenderloin canned in those cans was the oh, it was just out of this world.
The pork,
tenderloin, and even. When since I have been living here and all my young'uns got good size, they'd go back to my mother's house and she would open a jar of that stuff, and they have always thought it was just delicious. And they talk about it now, how good it was back there then, and wish they could get some of that good old tenderloin they say in those jars.
Did you ever do any of that yourself after you left?
Well, no, I never canned no meat. But we canned vegetables and fruits and things like that. But we never canned any meat because we didn't raise no hogs.
Well, what other things were real good that way?
Well, most all the fruits was good canned like that. Well, in fact, everything was good canned like that.
Do you still like things canned more than frozen?
Well, some things I do. Some things I like better canned than I do frozen.
What would that be?
Well, for string beans, for one, I particularly like them canned better than I do froze. But now beans and fruits and things like that, I think they're pretty good froze.
Do you remember people putting things up in these stoneware jars?
Oh, yes.
Okay, what kind of things?
My mother used to put up things in those stone jars like that. She used to make preserves and put up in them stone jars and keep them for years like that.
How would you seal a stone
You didn't seal them.
Okay.
You just tied a cover or something over them.
And they would stay.
You know, and they would keep. But why is it things won't keep nowadays? It won't, because I done tried it. But back then, they would.
Did you all ever make a kraut?
Make kraut, put it up in these big jars like that. You didn't seal it. You just put a cover over it.
You never would put meat up like that, would you?
No, well, you could keep meat in them. Well, now, I've known her to pack a sausage in those gallon stone jars and put them in the well house and keep for a good while. But you couldn't keep them no length of time.
Did you all ever preserve anything like with salt? Salt things down? Or
well,
stone
jars? No, I don't think they ever did. No, but now that kraut, that's what I say. You use salt to to cure it, you know, put it down in jars, and you could either, you could put it in the jar, or put in the big stone jars, or put it up in the fruit jar if you wanted to. You could do it either way.
What were the different size of stone jars?
Well, they had 2 and 3 and 4 gallon jars like that. They used to back out then.
And if you were putting up your, say, tenderloin, what size of a glass jar would you use?
Well, mostly quart jars is what she put it up in. Most of it was put up in quart jars that she used, because that was about what we would use, you know, when we opened one, you know, about the amount that you would use. She mostly used quart jars.
Did they ever make anything to drink that would be preserved, like apple cider?
Oh, yes, they used to make apple cider. Her daddy used to have a cider press, and he made apple cider, and they had plenty of apple cider to drink whenever they wanted to. And I can remember one of the hands on the place, little girl, when after it got kind of hard, she went by down there. They just kept it in a big old drum sitting out under a tree. You see, you'd go there and turn your spout and get it all anytime you wanted to. They didn't have it fixed so nobody couldn't get to it. It just sat under a tree, a big old drum-like, and you could turn it on and get it whenever you wanted. And she went by down there when after it got kind of hard, and she drank a whole lot of it and made her drunk. And she got sick off of it. But anybody could just go by there and get it when they wanted to.
Would it sit out there through the winter, or would you just in the summertime?
Just in the summertime. It, of course, you know, when it after it stays so long, it turns to vinegar. Yes. Then you can't, it's not no good to drink. You can't drink
it
then.
You could use it for vinegar then.
Yeah.
What else could you do with it?
Well, you could use that vinegar, and you use it for pickling stuff and all like that. Make your pickles out of it.
So you learned how to do all of those things.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. That's where I learned all the stuff that I know how to do, is when we lived on the farm, that's, they put up things like that, and that's where I learned it.
Was she a pretty good cook?
Oh, yeah, she was a good cook. And she learned me to cook when I was about 12, 13 years old, and I've been cooking ever since.
You all didn't have a lot of people to cook for there. They were just...
No, we didn't have a lot to cook for. Just myself and my brother and her and him, her and her husband. So we didn't have a lot of people to cook for. Unless sometime they hired some hands to help on the farm. Sometime it might, you know.
Did they own their farm?
No, they rented too. They rented the farm, yeah.
Did they stay in one place all the time that you knew?
Well, no, they, the biggest part of the time they was at one place, because they had later years they moved up closer to Danville, above Danville, where we was way out in the, on the farm. But they moved closer by Danville, so. And I went to work at, well, when we lived in the country, when I way out there in the country like that, I went to work at Danville and worked in the knitting mill when I was about 14 years old.
How did you came and went every day?
Yeah.
How did
they finally got, there's a boy lived on the place that finally got him a car, and he carried several to Danville to work.
You say he lived on the place?
Lived on the farm right through the vicinity we lived in.
I see.
And he got a car, and he carried several, you know, took them back and forth when he was working at Danville too. And he took them then to work down there.
So how long did you go to school before you...
Well, I went to school about, I was quitting about sixth grade.
Your mother, also, did she teach you some things at home too? Or was
teacher? She wasn't my regular teacher, but she did teach me some, you know, at home. But she wasn't a regular teacher then.
Did you like going to school?
Oh, yeah, I liked all right. We just had to walk about 2.5 miles to get to one. We didn't have no other way to go.
How many months a year would you get to go?
Well, we went... about like they do now, but we just had a long ways to go, and then they didn't have buses and things going to school.
So you walked?
I had to walk. You sure did. About 2 miles every day. And the children wouldn't even walk to school now. Mine wouldn't even walk over yonder today.
How was it that you decided to go to the mill to work? How did that happen?
Well, I just decided if I'd get a job, I'd go to, well, we had talked about moving to Schoolfield anyway, and so I went to work a while before we moved to Schoolfield, and we left the farm and then come to Schoolfield and lived.
Now, when would that have been? You say you went to work when you were about 14 years old?
Yeah, and I worked, well, it wasn't but about 2 or 3 years then we moved to Schoolfield.
That would have been about 1926 or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. And your parents do in school?
Well, they didn't do anything there. When we lived at Schoolfield, I went to work in the mill and we stayed there for a while, and then they finally went back out from Danville on a farm. Went back to farming again.
How long did they stay there before they went back to the farm?
Well,
about 10 years,
I guess. But,
and they didn't have they were dependent upon you to...
Well, my brother was there. He was working, too. Mm-hmm.
But they didn't work in the...
No, they didn't work. Well, my daddy used to... Well, he used to dig ditches, didn't he?
Well, he worked up at the mill on what you call the
maintenance crew. And then he worked for the city for a
and
while.
When
digging.
He got out of work, you know, they belong come this works program, you know, the government.
Well, they,
and they dug ditches, you know, for WPA work. Because
yeah, he dug ditches like that.
Well, why was it you think that you all left that farm to come to Danville or to Schoolfield?
Well, it's,
did you live in Danville or Schoolfield?
We lived at Schoolfield then.
Why was it you think they left to go there?
Well, I don't
crop
know.
Failures.
Crop failures and, you know, yeah. Just different things.
The times were pretty hard on the farm.
Yeah, it was. Times was hard, and I tell you, it was bad getting in and out there. You couldn't hardly get in and out in bad weather. You couldn't hardly get out there.
Now, how was it that you got a job? Do you remember how you got your first job?
Well, we just come to Danville down at that knitting mill, and I asked for a job, and I got it. I didn't have nobody working there or anything. They just hired me.
What did you do at
first? Copping.
What was that?
It's something about putting these socks on these rings, you know, knitting, in the knitting room, rather. It's in the knitting room, and it's putting what they call copping.
Was it hard to learn that?
No, it wasn't too hard to learn.
Do you remember about how long it took you to learn?
Well, I didn't stay there very long because when we moved to Schoolfield and we got a job, then I got a job in the sewing room at Schoolfield and went to work in the sewing room because I like the sewing room. I like the work
there.
So,
both of the jobs were in the same mill?
Yeah, well, not in the same mill. The knitting mill was downtown at
Schoolfield?
At Danville.
In Danville.
Uh-huh. And the other mill was at Schoolfield.
Okay, so you stayed at the one in Danville for a few months?
Yeah, just a while.
Only
a few months.
And
went to Schoolfield.
And mm-hmm. The name of that Schoolfield mill is what, just to get it in the record?
It's
Danville Knitting Mill.
Yeah, the Danville Knitting Mill was that, but he said Schoolfield Mill.
And number 5.
Is it number 5?
Sewing room.
It's the sewing room.
The Danville Knitting Mill number 5?
The Dan River Mill's on it all.
Dan Rivers.
That's okay. Number 5.
Number 5 is what it was.
So
and
you went there.
I worked there till I was married.
Yeah. And how did you get your job there? Do you remember? That's where you just went and asked.
Well, I went and asked, and I just at that time they just happened to be hiring help, and they hired me.
And you went to work in the sewing
room. In the sewing room.
What did you do in there?
Well, for a long time, I folded bedspreads. They had men cutting bedspreads, pull them over a table and cut them, and there was 2 girls at a table and took them and folded them as they cut them off, you see. And I did that for a long time, and then I helped a girl then label sheets where they put these labels on sheets, you know, sew them on. I helped her with her, because she did the sewing, but I helped her keep the work on the table and things like that.
And did you stay in the sewing room all the time that you were there at that
I stayed in the sewing room all the time.
What was it like in there? Was it enough light, or was it noisy, or was it...
No, it wasn't a whole lot of noise.
There weren't any machines much in that room.
Well, there was some machines, but not too many machines. It was mostly cutting. See, they made bedspreads and sheets and pillowcases and things like that. And they cut them and you folded them. Then they had these machines to sew these labels on sheets. And then they had these, what they call mangles that you run the sheets through to press them. Them old big mangles with that heat to them, because I didn't do none of that. But they had them in there where they run them through to press all the work.
Was it hot in there?
Well, part of it was kind of warm within. But
what about the working conditions? Do you remember what?
How well, we used to have a good time. Oh, where we worked, it wasn't hard. We had pretty good working conditions.
Did you talk to each other?
Oh yes, they let us talk to each other.
While
we were working.
Did people ever sing?
Oh yeah, we'd sing. Oh, yeah. Talk to each other.
What kind of singing would it be?
Well, just ordinary singing.
I'm just interested, what kind of songs you might have sung? Do you remember any of the names of any of those songs? Or what would it be, church songs? Or?
Well, some of them be church songs. And then this song that Put My Little Shoes Away, that you sang that. Do you remember that?
Do you know how you remember? It goes?
I don't remember how it goes now.
Put My Little Shoes Away.
Yes.
You would have heard that on a record or something?
Yeah, I heard it on a record. Mm-hmm. They would allow us to talk. And us girls, well, me and this girl that used to fold bedspreads and all, we worked together, because she's at one end table, me at the other. And a lot of times we'd get caught up with our work, and we would get off in the afternoon and go out to the YMCA to the show.
You could get that far ahead?
Yeah.
They
late in the afternoon. Uh-huh. They wasn't all that strict in there about it, you know. Because they might have had known we got off and went to the show, so.
You were getting paid by the
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How would you get paid back then?
We got paid by the hour, I reckon.
We just got
$13 a week, that's all we got. And you work 10 hours a day.
So much
if but that is if you had to work, of course if you didn't have the work, but if you got caught up your work, well then that's when we used to get off and go to the Y and go to the show when we got caught up.
And they would still pay you?
Yeah, we got paid right on, see. And we worked 10 hours a day then for $13 a week. That's all you got.
And half a day on Saturday, would you work?
Well, we have sometimes had rush work, not all together work on Saturday. But if we had rush work, we'd have to work on Saturday.
Well, let me ask a bit more about the singing. Was that something that you would do every day, pretty much, or a little bit every day, or or twice a week, or
sometimes we'd say maybe a little bit every day. Uh-huh. But they didn't say nothing, do you? You just, I don't mean that you sang real out loud so it interfered with somebody else. But I mean,
so it sing, yeah. Each one by themselves.
No, we'd sing together. Some of us when we was together, and of course we had a lunch hour. We could stop and eat lunch at. We had a half hour for lunch, and there used to be a woman that sent our lunch in, and we would eat lunch. And we paid $1.25 for our meals and sent into the meal to us.
$1.25 a week?
A week. And we got good lunch.
What would you have?
We'd have corn dumplings, and we'd have beans, and most always some kind of meat. And we just had a real good lunch.
What is a corn dumpling?
Oh, you don't know what corn dumplings are? Well, you take, make chicken dumplings. You take corn and put it on and put your dumplings in. Same difference as chicken dumplings. Put your dumplings in that corn and cook it. with the corn, just like you would a chicken dove.
Well, the songs that you sang, were any of them songs about mill life or about cotton mill girls or
No, we didn't sing nothing like that. Uh-huh.
So it would be kind of popular songs?
Popular songs or something. We heard it on radio or record players or something.
What about in the family that you were with? Did those people play any musical instruments or sing at all?
No, there wasn't any of them that played any musical instruments at all.
Do you remember any?
Well, now, Mama used to play, she used to have the, what you call the dulcimer?
Dulcimer. Uh-huh.
You know what that is. She used to play that. I can remember her, she used to play that.
When would she play that?
Well, most any time, maybe at night or something other after supper or something, she might play.
Did she sing when she played?
No, she didn't. She didn't do no singing. But she used to play the dulcimer.
What kind of songs would she play? Do you think?
Well, she would play religious songs and sometimes just different things. You know.
Where were they from?
Well, I don't know. They were born ran. Up in above Danville somewhere, I guess. Weren't they born all around up somewhere? Somewhere in Pennsylvania County, I think. Where was born in Pennsylvania County, I'm sure.
There are a lot of those songs about, like, there's one called The Wreck of the Old 97 that mentions Danville and Lynchburg.
Yes, I know. We used to sing that.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We used to sing that song.
And then there was one called John Henry.
John Henry, no. Well, I remember that, but I don't think we didn't sing
there was
that.
One. How about Casey Jones?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
You might have sung that.
Yeah, we did.
And then some gospel or religious
songs.
Yeah,
and then gospel and religious songs, too.
What about any string bands? Did you like that kind of music, hillbilly music?
Well, yeah, I've always liked string music. I've always liked that.
When would people play that? When did you get a chance to hear that?
Well, in fact, they used to have dances and people, they used to, back in them days, people used to have dances in the homes and they played string music.
In the house?
And their homes, yeah, in houses.
Yes.
And I used to go to a lot of dances and all, and they had string music. That's what they played.
What, there'd be like a fiddle player? Or?
Yeah, banjo and fiddle and guitar and like that.
When would those be? What nights?
Maybe one or two nights in a week, that they would have then. And
what kind of dances would people do?
It was square dance. That's what they did then, square dancing.
They must have had
Well, my mother taught me to square dance.
That's when they had those big rooms.
Yeah, had big rooms, and she used to square dance, my mother did.
I see.
And that's where I learned, was her. Because she used to go to them, younger days, of course. And I learned to dance, the square dance with them. And I used to go to them about once or twice a week. They used to have them out in the countries, different places, at homes.
Would you have
and have square dance
to eat or drink along with that?
No, we didn't have no eating. Well, it finally got to the place they cut them out on the count of drinking. And boys got to drinking and all so bad and coming and creating disturbance, so they finally had cut out having any of them on that account. But they didn't serve no kind of drink or anything. We just had square dance and music and all, just had a good time.
Did you have any of those when you lived in Danville? Or Schofield? Did you still go to any dances?
I don't think I went to any while we lived in Schofield, but I did after we moved to Danville. After we moved to Danville, I went to a good many out in the country back, then. But we didn't, I don't think that I went to any while we was at Schofield.
Well, what about the church? Did your parents go to a particular church or a particular
Well, they used to go to Bandola Church.